Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Most diet pills promise you lose weight without breaking a sweat, which always makes me nervous.
But here's a new concept, a pill that makes you want to exercise. It's not a pill yet, but scientists found when they injected high amounts of a hormone called erythropoietin, or EPO, mice became more active.
You may know EPO is a performance-enhancing drug banned by sports governing bodies, including the Olympic Games and the Tour de France.
Athletes are attracted to EPO because the hormone can increase red blood cells in the bloodstream, giving the body more oxygen, which equates to better performance.
EPO is naturally produced by cells in the kidney that sense when oxygen levels start to dip. EPO binds with receptors in the bone marrow, where it stimulates red blood cell production.
In the past 15 years, 18 cyclists have died suddenly in their sleep from using EPO. Injected in repeated small doses, too many red blood cells can end up in the bloodstream, thickening it and clogging capillaries.
The risks are stroke and heart attack. Athletes are more vulnerable since they tend to become dehydrated, further thickening the blood.
However, researchers found that instead of repeated small doses, when given in acute high doses, EPO crosses the blood-brain barrier. It helped mice run better, even though it did not boost red blood cell production.
This meant EPO acted as a brain hormone that motivated the mice to exercise more without changing its physiology. If proven safe, EPO can help people who are obese and quicken recovery for people rebuilding muscle mass after a long illness.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.